for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
But we're going to go downstairs. We have our player of the day for Leopold Sporties. Who have you got with you? Chris Nichols.
Well, I've got the number one for the Geelong West Giants. Baxter mentioned he's number one today. Congratulations on your Leopold Sporties $100 voucher, mate.
Thank you. Well, thank
great
you.
Game.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, your form has been outstanding over the last few weeks, but it must be great to have a bloke like David Handley come back in at the team.
Well, absolutely. In his 50th game, I couldn't really fault him. He kicked three goals, and I thought he'd be sitting out here instead of me. But, yeah, no, he was instrumental for us, and so was Noah Gribble, I thought, too. But, yeah, him coming into the side was handy, but we might lose him for next week because they just had the bye. But, no, it was a really good team effort by the boys, and I thought we kept our heads up after that first quarter scruffle and sort of, yeah, it was on. So.
Scruffle.
So next week you've got Bell Park at High Sushi Oval, so you'll be looking forward to that one.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they beat Joey's last week. I'm not sure how they went today, but they're definitely a team that we've been watching the last couple of weeks. So really looking forward to that. We can keep this form going, so we should be able to get over the top, hopefully. So, yeah.
Baxter, thanks for joining us. I can tell you that for Leopold Sporties, a 16-point win for St Mary's over Bell Park in a pretty entertaining clash up at High Sushi Oval. Thanks for joining us. It's Kingy with you, by the way, Jase Doherty and Matty Kershaw. Firstly, happy birthday for last week.
I knew that was coming. I saw the comment in Dad's post and I thought you'd chip that in. So
how old? 20 or 21?
22, actually.
22?
So, yeah, I'm getting old.
Getting old. Yeah. And I know when you were at Torquay last year, you were playing a bit of second sport. Because of the point situation, I think you're carrying four. But how do you go from being a Ballerine Twos footballer to a dominant GFL senior midfielder?
Well, I don't know what it was. Like, I came into the year at Torquay last year knowing that I was going to be playing a bit of twos footy with my points and a bit of a late recruit. And I don't know, obviously a very strong team last year they were. Went through undefeated. So, you know, they're definitely up to GFL level. So it did help me a bit being in that system. And, you know, Dom was great. And the culture down there is fantastic. And it was hard to leave, but I definitely wanted to step up to GFL level. And come to the Geelong West was a no-brainer, really. Greg's been trying to get me for a few years, so, coming here, it was no question, really. And having a spot open in the midfield, with Harpart's leaving was no question for me coming here. I wanted to get a bit of an opportunity, so, yeah.
Yep. When you left Torquay, did Dom give you any advice? And he's been at a higher level, AFL reserves, played VFL for many a year. What did he tell you to do with your footy as you departed to come from Spring Creek to here?
Well, he was obviously really supportive. He was a bit like iffy me coming to Torquay because he wanted me to, you know, get to that GFL level. But, he wanted I wasn't really loving my football that much before I started at Torquay, and he wanted to get my love and passion back for that. So, his advice was great. Like, he'd been one of my best coaches. You know, he's had all that experience. And, he didn't want me to go really too much, but I had to, leave him, so.
Fair enough. For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, speaking with our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day, Baxter Minch, he's Jason Doherty.
Baxter, well done today, and I was lucky enough to help coach Baxter when he was a very good junior at Newtown. Yeah. That's my claim to fame now, so good work mentioned.
He's riding on those coattails, eh?
I ride on his coattails, okay, that's right. Yeah, much better player than his father too, but we will get to that because
he'll be listening.
Mitch will be listening. Now, I'm going to ask you this question, and I you better make sure that you give me the answer I deserve.
No. Yep.
So, we always ask,
yep,
who are you going to take with you to the Leopold Sporties for dinner? Are you swinging hands with somebody at the moment? Have you got a nice little partner?
No, I don't have a partner.
So, who should you be taking, Baxter?
Jesus.
All right,
if you can't answer that.
Oh, if my dad's coming down from Gold Coast next week, I might take him.
I would take that. Take your father.
The old man's got a free feed. He's not bad.
I've just thrown him under the bus. He's getting a free feed. Now, who at the club would you not take if you had to? If we said you take somebody from the club, who wouldn't you take to the Leopold Sporties?
Can't take your man Max Kelly.
K-Rock's own.
I can't take K-Rock's own.
Is he a pest?
Oh, he's a little bit of a pest. Not as bad as Noah Gribble, though. he's a cocky little weaver. I love Gribble. I don't know.
You've just thrown two under the bus.
I can't throw any more under.
Don't keep going. Well done, mate. Good work.
Bex, can I ask you a question, Bex?
Yep.
How many times has the old man, David, played the bit of footage where he kicked it to Billy, where he made Billy the King of Geelong?
He's rewinded it a few times in the Fox Hall, for sure. It'd be 5-10 plus. So.
So whenever that 1994 qualifying final comes on the TV, do you go, oh, no, not again?
Yeah, and he commentates it himself too. He's mentioned, oh, Billy Brown's making
it. I'm surprised he hasn't got a QR code too.
Yeah, he should.
I'm sure Minchie can get one of those.
Baxter, you're standing shoeless or bootless on the bike track. We're going to let you go. Mate, we've really enjoyed watching your emergence this year as a GFL senior player. It's been a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
We get to see you hopefully a couple more times this year, and maybe even come September, maybe running around out here if the finals are here. It'd be great to be on your home deck, being able to play some GFL senior finals. Well done on your performance. Enjoy the Leopold Sporties voucher, and great to talk to you on K-Rock Footy.
No worries, thanks.
Well done, mate. Congrats, mate.
Thanks to Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, Port Arlington Road, Moolap. They've got some fine pieces of boating machinery.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.